Welcome to the early edition of the Business News Headlines for Friday, the 15th day of September. In the news, how many UAW workers have walked off the job? We'll share. TikTok has been hit with a multi-million dollar fine. Some Boston Market restaurants have reopened, and why? They were closed in the first place. Starbucks is out to change their cups, and why that's all happening. Disney, a pastor, and resisting authority made the news. We've got a programming note and new numbers on what is being called retail shrink. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the early edition of the Business News Headlines. I'll explain all about that in just a moment. And by the way, you want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X, it is at IOB_NewsHour. And over on Threads, we are Insight on Business. News reports that roughly 13,000 UAW workers have walked off the job, impacting three major Detroit automakers. According to the AP, the United Auto Workers Union is seeking big raises and better benefits from General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. They want to get back to concessions that workers made years ago when the companies were in financial trouble. A small percentage of the union's 146,000 members walked off the job at a GM assembly plant in Wentzville, Missouri, a Ford factory in Wayne, Michigan, near Detroit, and a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio. They all left at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. UAW President Sean Fain says the targeted strikes will give the union leverage in contract talks and keep the auto companies guessing about its next move. Meanwhile, a reporter has asked GM President Mary Barra about her nearly $29 million pay versus what the union is asking for. It's an interesting story that we don't have time for right today, but if you can find it, it's an interesting interview. The Associated Press is reporting that European regulators slapped TikTok with a $368 million fine on Friday for failing to protect children's privacy. It's the first time that the popular short video sharing app has been punished for breaching Europe's strict data privacy rules. Ireland's Data Protection Commission, that's the lead privacy regulator for big tech companies, whose European headquarters are largely in Dublin, said it was fining TikTok that much money and reprimanding the platform for the violations dating to the second half of 2020. The investigation found that the sign-up process for teen users resulted in settings that made their accounts public by default, allowing anyone to view and comment on their videos. Those default settings also posed a risk to children under 13 who gained access to the platform even though they are not allowed. Over two dozen Boston Market restaurants were shut down due to employee pay issues. Those restaurants are now allowed to reopen after they paid more than $630,000 in back wages to hundreds of workers. The Department of Labor had issued the stop work order back on August 15 against 27 restaurants across the state after an investigation found multiple violations of workers' rights. The state also imposed nearly $2.6 million in penalties against the firm. Citing sustainability, the iconic Starbucks cup is going to change. The AP is reporting that by 2030, Starbucks wants to move completely away from disposable cups, which represent big portions of the company's overall waste and greenhouse gas emissions. The stated reason is that it's the right thing to do for the environment, and Starbucks has a history of lofty sustainability goals across various aspects of their global operations. Some have been met, such as new stores being certified for energy efficiency. Others have been revised or scrapped entirely. For example, back in 2008, the company said that by 2015, it wanted 100% of its cups to be recyclable or reusable. But today, that's still a long way off. And by the way, if you take in your own cup, at some Starbucks, you'll get a dollar off your drink. You're welcome. At this early hour, Wall Street was trending down as investors grapple with the UAW strike. At a recent Disney board meeting, a pastor told the board it was against the Bible to resist authority. Business Insider is reporting that the Florida board picked by Governor Ron DeSantis to run the area around Disney World defended stripping park employees of their perks moments after a pastor invited to speak urged attendees to not resist authority. After a lengthy introduction, Pastor David Netzog, who founded Emmaus Church in Winter Garden, Florida back in 2011, took the podium to start the board meeting on Wednesday night and said government work is a calling and government employees actually work for God. He then read a passage from Romans 13, quote, "Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinance of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves." End quote. The new board governing the land that belongs to Disney World had decided to strip the workers of previously guaranteed perks. Last month, the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board revoked all of the land's firefighters' free passes to the Disney parks and resorts. First responders told the Miami Times that this made visits to the theme park unaffordable. Speaking of faith, this weekend ushers in the Jewish New Year of 5784, which means I'm out of here for a couple of days. That also means that Insight on Business, the news hour week in review, that's usually heard each Sunday at noon on News Talk 1540 KXEL, will have a replacement program. My thanks to News and Program Director Jeff Stein for making that adjustment. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with what is called retail shrink and the amount of retail dollars that are lost. Almost $100 billion a year. That's how much the retail industry is losing to theft, according to the National Retail Federation. The CEO of Nordstrom, which in August lost $300,000 in merchandise during a flash rob at a Los Angeles store, says it is at historical highs. And those crimes are hitting local economies hard as they scare shoppers away from stores, hurt sales tax revenues, and sometimes force shops to close. Retailers say the widespread looting is big and small in scale, ranging from small-time pilfering to mafia-type cargo heists. In addition, this week, American Eagle Outfitters sued mall operator Westfield, saying it let its San Francisco mall deteriorate into disarray, leaving its workers exposed to violence and robberies. Serious stuff going on in the retail world of retail shrink. That's a wrap, and we will be back on Monday with the business news headlines. For all of us that put this together, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great weekend. Happy New Year, Lashana Tova, if you are celebrating. We'll catch you later. Be well.